Chapter 19. There's no place like home. I give a little tap on the mirror in my basement. Mary Rose, I call. Mary Rose, are you there? Please answer. Sometimes she doesn't, but I have to tell her what happened. When I came home and my mom saw how sick I looked, she told me to get right into bed and that she would bring me a bowl of chicken soup. But I need to talk to Mary Rose first. The glass part of the mirror turns purple and starts swirling. Yay! Achoo! I sneeze. A woman's face and hair is silhouetted in the mirror. Bless you, Mary Rose says. Thanks, I say, sniffling. That was some adventure, huh? Mary Rose says. I nod. Gluck tried to trap me again. He really doesn't want me helping you. I know, she says, but you escaped. Good job, without any help from me. Wait, that blue cloud wasn't you? No, she says, that was Glinda. She's wonderful, though. I knew her a long time ago, before I was trapped. She also added in a little memory-erasing dust in the poppies. Sorry Penny got your cold. It's okay, I say. And Mary Rose, I'll save you. One day, I promise. Thank you, Mary Rose says. Abby! Jonah calls from the landing. Mom wants you to get into bed. I turn my head toward the stairs. Coming! I call up. I look back at the mirror, but Mary Rose is already misting away. What were you doing? Jonah asks, running down the stairs. I lower my voice. I was talking with Mary Rose. Jonah's eyes widen. About what? Did you go somewhere without me? Kind of. Quickly, in a whisper, I launch into the whole story. His eyes widen even more as I tell him about the treehouse, the witches, the dungeon, the scarecrow, the tin man, the lion, the tiger, and dogs, and of course, the flying monkeys. The flying monkeys carried you? Jonah cries. No fair. I wish I could have been there. Sorry, I say. It was really scary, though. I love scary. How come Gluck never tries to trap me anywhere, huh? Isn't he worried about me? Maybe he wants to take me into Star Wars or something? Next time I see him, I'll ask, I say with a laugh. You're lucky you and your friends made it home, Jonah says. I know, I say. I'm lucky my friends and I were able to work together to get us home. Later, I'm settled in my bed, propped up on my pillows with a folding table in front of me. Thanks, Mom, I say as she sets down a bowl of steaming chicken soup. Mmm. She kisses my forehead. Feel better, sweetie. Here's the book you left downstairs this morning. She puts a copy of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz on my bed. I left this book downstairs? I ask. Didn't you? My mom asks, frowning. I saw it in the kitchen and figured it was yours. I didn't have a copy of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz this morning, but I'm happy to have it now. But where did it come from? Mary Rose? Glinda? Either way, I'm excited to finally read it. When my mom leaves, I start eating my chicken soup while opening the book. OMG. No, OMW. We're in it. In the book. There are full-on illustrations of my friends and me in the book. There I am holding Prince, and there are Frankie and Robin and Penny. At first, we're all standing separately, looking annoyed at each other. Only toward the end do we start working together. On the last page is a big illustration of all of us with our arms around one another. Me, holding Prince, Penny, Frankie, Robin, Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion, Bob the Wizard, and of course, Dorothy in her blue and white dress. Her brown hair is in braids. Toto is in her lap. And she's wearing... I lean closer to see... the red and black sparkly shoes! Ha! Penny would approve. I lean back against my pillows and swallow another spoonful of Mom's chicken soup. I'm feeling better already. There really is no place like home. I glance back at the book. And there's nothing like good stories or good friends.